This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I will give you... I'll give you guys moves. You tell me...
Good
thumbs
move.
Up or thumbs
okay.
down.
Good move, bad move. I like this. Binary.
2022, he signed DeMonte Casey to a one-year, $1.1 million deal.
I would probably say good just because it's relatively
Cheap.
Harmless.
Cheap. And he's started up. When guys have been out. I think
thumbs
he's a fine
up.
Player.
A fine player?
Like fine as in like he's adequate. All right, so I'm going to give that a thumbs up. June of 2022, he signed Larry Ogunjobi to a one-year, $8 million deal. I think that move
that
was good.
That move was good because Ogunjobi was healthy. Thumbs
now let's
up.
Get to the other one.
November 22nd, he traded Chase Claypool to the Chicago
Thumbs
Bears
up.
For a second-round pick.
Thumbs up,
Thumbs way up.
Very nice.
Same day, so he's 3-for-3 so far. He acquired William Jackson from the Commanders for a conditional six-round pick in this year's draft.
Thumbs.
Or next year's draft, excuse me. Thumbs way down. The guy never played.
Yeah, he never played a down.
All right, that's a miss.
Wasn't that a pursuit of a guy that they liked in a draft?
Yeah, where...
That's when they ended up with Artie Burns.
Yes,
he got
that's
picked
right.
one selection before them.
2023 offseason, Nate Herbig, one-year, $2.4 million deal. I'm going thumbs down on that.
Thumbs down... I mean, when has he really been used?
When he's gone in, he's underachieved or underwhelmed, and when he's
the lesser
he
Herbig.
Was hurt all last year. Cole Holcomb, 3 years, $18 million. Down.
I would give that a thumbs down, just because even if he doesn't get hurt, I just hate the constant allocation of resources to that position. Which is, I think, like, I've said the phrase, allocation of resources to that position, hundreds of times because of that.
My podcast partner, Patrick Peterson, 2 years, $14
million. Sorry, Patrick. Down.
Donnie?
Down.
Yep. So we just napalmed.
You go down there?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. He didn't want to go on the record. He wanted to just slyly
Pat, I still think you're a Hall of Famer.
Of course we all do. We have to be honest here,
Pony. The next day, Landon Roberts, 2 years, $7
million. I'm going to say thumbs up. I like the tooth chipper.
Me too. We'll see if they re-sign him.
They need more tooth chippers.
Probably one of their savvier
stylistically,
signings.
They need stylistically different players from the tooth chipper who take the tooth chipper's attitude to the field.
Also on that day, 3 year, $28.75 million deal for Larry Ogunjobi.
Thumbs down. Both of these thumbs.
Like Batista when he turned on Triple H.
I wish I could give that move
so
four thumbs down.
He's 1-for-4 that year in free agency so far.
Bad.
Or 1-for-5. Yeah, 1-for-5. Isaac Seumalo.
Thumbs up.
3 year, $24 million.
Thumbs up.
I go up.
He hasn't been, like, I guess, quite as good as I thought
do
he
too,
would be.
But it's not a over. But, it's not like a impressive thumbs up or a like job well done thumbs up. It's like I'm picking, I have to choose good or bad, and I'm saying good, but I'm not.
He has not been a complete stud, and I thought when they signed him, they were getting a total, like a stud player.
Yeah, and it ushered Kevin Dotson out the door, and he's been a better player than Sam Allen.
Well, that's a, you want to talk about a true Mike Tomlin thing. He didn't like Kevin Dotson because he didn't like his personality or the way he came in as far as being in or out of shape. And then Kevin Dotson used that
April
as his origin
2023,
story.
Safety Keon O'Neill, two-year, $4.2 million deal. He just retired, by the way, this week.
I saw that.
Thumbs down. Thumbs
I'm going to go yeah, down.
Down there.
April 2023, acquired Allen Robinson from the Rams for a seventh-round pick.
Thumbs down.
Down.
Agreed.
God. Allen Robinson, you want to talk about a guy who aged like the knight in Last Crusade, man. That guy just, he looked like he was 900 years old by the
May
end.
Of 2023, signed Nickelback Shandon Sullivan to a one-year $1.2 million
thumbs
deal.
Down.
Thumbs down.
He should have brought in actual Nickelback.
I was just going to say, bring Chad Kroeger.
I mean,
and
then I'm all in on it.
July of 2023, signed Quan Alexander to a one-year $1.3 million deal.
I actually give that a thumbs up.
I give it a thumbs up. Before injury, I liked him a lot.
I would give that a thumbs up.
August 2023, signed Desmond King. Thumbs down.
Thumbs down. That was another classic.
Played like a dozen snaps.
Yeah, didn't he crush them in Houston with like a kick return or a punt return or whatever? And then they were like, ooh, yeah, can't wait to get him.
March 13th, 2024, traded Deontay Johnson for Dante Jackson.
Do we have to...
Well, I'm going thumbs up.
That has to be a thumbs up, I think, if we're saying what happened to the player you gave away. He just started bouncing around the league, and then you got what portion or percentage of a good season?
I'd say a half good season.
40 to 50% of a good season from Jackson. Barely a thumbs up. Because you're forcing me to pick one or the other, barely a thumbs up.
Signed Deshaun Elliott, 2 years, $6 million.
Very way much up. A thumbs
That's
up.
Probably
That's
probably pound
the best
for
signing.
Pound his best move. Like signing move, yeah. That's thumbs way, way up.
I'm looking over this, and I'm hard-pressed to disagree with that. But that again, if the best move we can say a GM has made outside of the draft is Deshaun Elliott on a two-year, $6 million deal, that's not a glowing endorsement for the guy.
I mean, I do think Deshaun Elliott was one of the better box safeties you could possibly have asked for.
One of the best run-defending safeties in all of football last year.
That's
Patrick Queen.
Same difference.
Three-year, $41 million.
Thumbs down.
Actually,
I might
right
be
now.
Leaning towards way down. He played his... He kind of skewed it for all of us. He played easily his best game in a Steelers uniform in what was, to that point, their most impressive and surprising win of the year against the Ravens. He was everywhere. And then it went completely in the toilet for him almost immediately thereafter.
I agree. Thumbs down.
If he wasn't on a milk carton in the rest of those games, he was actively doing something that looked wrong.
Signed Russell Wilson, 1 year, $1.2 million. I'm going thumbs up. For the money?
I
gotta say thumbs
for the money.
Yes, I have to. Have to.
Traded Kenny Pickett to the Eagles. The Steelers received a third round pick in last year's draft.
That became Peyton Wilson.
And two seventh round picks in this year's draft.
Yes.
I think that's a thumbs up.
And
Peyton Wilson's been pretty good.
The Eagles got Pickett, and then they traded the fourth round pick they got with Pickett, and I still don't think they've made the pick that they got.
Well, Howie's going to end up drafting some sort of future Hall of
Famer.
He'll
be a Hall of Famer.
I mean, it's the whole Carson Wentz deal.
He'll have never played football before.
That's a win.
Yeah, he'll
put him on the defensive
line. He'll be a guy who's like living in Kazakhstan right now, and then he'll end up being drafted and be an all-time, like the best kicker in NFL history. That's a win, though. That's a thumbs up.
Signed Cam Johnston to a three-year, $9 million deal. That's a loss because of the injury.
Thumbs down.
Signed Van Jefferson to a one-year, $1.2 million deal. That's thumbs down. Acquired Justin Fields for a 2025 six-round pick. That's a thumbs up.
It's funny that all three of us, so six for six, say thumbs up to both quarterback moves, and yet all three of us are pretty lukewarm at best about the idea of either of those guys being their quarterback next year.
Signed Dean Lowry, 2 years, $5 million. Yuck. Signed Cordarrelle Patterson, 2 years, $6 million. Gross.
Oh, which one of those is worse? Lowry might actually be worse.
I think he's worse.
Signed
he sounds like the name of a principal in a coming-of-age movie. Oh, you got to go see Dean Lowry.
Signed Mecole Pruitt, 1 year, $1.2 million. No, thank you.
I'm closer to tempted because I think I can remember like two good Michael Pruitt plays to saying
thumbs
up. He
had a touchdown in the second Ravens game.
Yeah. But I can't.
And then, Donnie, I don't have on here what they gave up in the Mike Williams or Preston Smith deals.
Wasn't the Mike Williams fifth rounder, maybe?
Fifth round pick,
yes.
And then Preston was a seventh, right? Fifth and
a
seventh.
The Mike Williams pick trade has to be a thumbs up simply because he literally won them a game. that they would not have otherwise won. He ran a great route and made a great catch that won them a game. Like, I have to, that, I mean, a pick, literally, a trade was worth a win there.
I agree, but in a very hesitating way.
I know. Well, I guess the question you'd have to have asked yourself was, is Calvin Austin making that same play? Maybe.
Yeah, probably. I thought Calvin Austin had a pretty good year last year.
When he was healthy.
Omar, looking back on those deals at last year's deadline.
Those trades at the deadline, how do you evaluate the success of those trades? Did you envision maybe bigger roles?
You know, I think both those guys helped us. If I had to do it again, I would do it again. But at the end of the day, the result was, you know, we lost five straight games.
Why would you do the Preston Smith deal again? The guy was a healthy scratch in the playoff game. I know it's a seventh round pick, but you deem the guy to be so expendable and so unnecessary, he wasn't even getting a helmet on game day at the end of the year. That's not a good trade.
I feel like that's a boilerplate answer.
I like GMs that are willing to admit, yeah, I screwed up. Like Jim Rutherford used to do that all the time. Yeah, it's a bad deal.
Yeah, he'd practically call the station. You wouldn't have to ask for him, I wanted to sound off on that deal I made for Brassard. It blew up in my face.
Why does he always sound like a drunk pirate when you do a Jim Rutherford impression? It always sounds
It sounds like a drunk pirate?
Yeah, like someone that's...
I'm going for gruff in one word.
Someone that's swashbuckling is what it sounds like. Like, it sounds like you want to start every statement by saying, "Arr, I should have...
Arr, are you serious? We got Brassard."
Didn't it sound like that, Donnie? Did you hear a
A little bit of that.
Obviously. Oh, no. See, I can't see? Even... Yeah. Okay, give me your Rutherford then. What would it be?
No, I don't want to do it now because I don't want you to accuse me of just going into pirate voice.
I think... So what does it say? I think Jim Rutherford at times sounded like a pirate.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.